三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天为您播出美语三级跳节目找房单元的高级课程。
Jeff just rented an apartment, and today he is meeting Steve to see if they would get along as roommates.
找个合得来的室友太重要了。
In this section, listen for the word compatible, meaning similar or suitable.
Hi, Steve. Nice to meet you. I hear that you're looking for an apartment, and I just rented a 2-bedroom downtown. I'm looking for a compatible roommate.
Great. I'm looking for a place right in that area. Your apartment sounds ideal.
All right, so tell me, how would you describe yourself?
I'm pretty social and outgoing, and I like making new friends. But I'm not a party animal, and I like to keep the apartment clean.
I'm like that, too. I like to invite friends over sometimes, but I don't want to have lots of crazy parties at the apartment.
他们两人听起来挺投机的。不过 Professor Bowman, Steve 说自己不是 party animal.那是什么意思啊?
A party animal is someone who loves to go out to crazy parties all the time.
Oh, party animal 就是一天到晚参加疯狂派对的人。Steve 说自己 outgoing, 外向, social, 爱交朋友,但没到每天开派对的地步。
Winnie, in the next section, listen for the word laid back.
You know, I'm a pretty laid-back person.I don't like to have lots of arguments or worry about lots of things. For example, I like to keep the apartment clean too, but if it gets a little dirty once in a while, that's not a big deal.
I totally agree. I really like my lifestyle to be drama-free, and I don't want to argue about cleaning the apartment. My last roommate was a drama queen. Every time I forgot to take my shoes off, she got really mad and made a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I really don't want a lot of drama in the apartment.It's important that we don't get on each other's nerves.
That's right. We should try to be laid back and not do lots of things to bother one another.
Professor, Jeff 说自己 laid back 就是性格随和吧。
That's right.
那 Steve 和 Jeff 说了好多什么 drama, drama queen 的，这都是什么意思啊?
Drama is a short form of the word dramatic.If someone is always taking small problems and acting as if they are a really big deal, you can say he creates a lot of drama.
Oh, drama 是是非的意思。爱没事找事的家伙就是 drama queen.
Exactly. If you lived with a drama queen, he or she would probably get on your nerves, meaning bother you a lot. Well, Winnie, in this next section, listen for the word pet peeve.Meaning a small problem that really bothers you.
Well, I'm glad you're laid back like me. But tell me, do you have any pet peeves?
Actually, yes. I really hate living with mooches. They always eat all of your food and ask you to pay for everything.
I know. Mooches really get on my nerves. My last roommate was a big mooch. Every time we went out to a restaurant...When the bill came, he would always say he didn't have any money and ask me to lend him some. And he never paid me back.
I really think it's important for each roommate to pull his weight around the house. It's really unfair if only one of the roommates is doing all the work.
Exactly. We each need to pull our weight by cleaning the dishes, taking out the garbage, and paying the bills. I think we would be good roommates. Do you want to move in?
Sounds great.
Ha ha!Pet peeve 就是最让人受不了的事。我也受不了 mooches, 这些小气鬼。哎，对了，他们还说有些室友 don't pull their weight, 这是什么意思呢?
People who don't pull their weight are those who don't do their share in a common task. If you had a roommate who doesn't pull his weight around the house, you would have to do all the housework.
Wow, Steve 和 Jeff 的性格简直就是一个模子里刻出来的。一定能成为好室友。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
What to do under serious weather conditions? We will offer you some good tips in today's show.
蚊子咬人也有血型的偏好，我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what the sky's the limit and snowed under means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
preference. Preference is spelled P-R-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E, preference.
Preference 是偏爱、首选的意思。
Personal preference.
个人偏好。夏天是蚊虫猖獗的季节。大家都知道，有些人似乎比常人更招蚊子。有研究显示
Mosquitoes have a preference for those they feed off of.
蚊子对咬什么人也是有偏好的。比如 O 型血的人比 A 型血挨咬的几率要高出一倍。日本中央大学的一份研究说
Infants as young as 7 or 8 months showed a preference for the color gold.
婴儿最小从7、8个月开始就能表现出对金色的偏好。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Preference, preference, preference.
完全没错，我觉得我就是特别招蚊子咬的那种人。
Great! I don't even need to bring bug spray for our camping trip.
Well, in that case, I'll make sure my tent is as far away from yours as possible.
Oh, okay, you know I'm kidding. If you just put on some bug spray, I'm sure you will be fine. Now let's continue with our class.
我们来听下面的 Words and Idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第869讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
上星期六是我结婚10周年，我老公为了给我一个惊喜，专门在游艇上预定了烛光晚宴。他还告诉我，不要考虑价钱，想吃什么喝什么随便点。这倒让我想起一个习惯用语，叫做
The sky is the limit.Sky is spelled S-K-Y, and limit, L-I-M-I-T. The sky is the limit.
Sky 是天空的意思 ,limit, 限制。The sky is the limit. 天空是你的极限，意思就是说没有限制，一切都是可能的。结婚10周年，老公要好好的犒劳我一下，所以可以随便点菜。The sky is the limit.说到结婚，让我们听听下面这个要嫁女儿的老爸的经历。
Our daughter's wedding planner has lots of ideas. He suggests we have the reception at a 5-star hotel, featuring a lobster dinner on fine china, and get a full orchestra to play. Huh? Does he think the sky is the limit? Of course we want her special day to be memorable, but it will have to be on a much more modest budget.
这个人说
我女儿的婚礼策划师的主意多得不得了，她建议我们在5星级酒店举办婚礼，用上好的餐具，吃龙虾大餐，再请个乐队伴奏。什么？难道她以为花多少钱都可以吗？我们当然希望女儿能有一个一辈子难忘的婚礼，但前提条件是预算必须小得多。
这倒让我想到我的修车师傅，每次我去换机油，他都会提出一大堆的建议，换个新的空气滤清器，换个新的挡风玻璃刮水器什么的。有时候我真觉得他是在骗我，不过我的态度也很明确。
Don't let him think that the sky is the limit.
就是。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Our daughter's wedding planner has lots of ideas. He suggests we have the reception at a 5-star hotel...featuring a lobster dinner on fine china, and get a full orchestra to play. Huh? Does he think the sky is the limit? Of course we want her special day to be memorable, but it will have to be on a much more modest budget.
'The sky is the limit' 还可以用来形容年轻人潜力无穷。 在下面这个例子里，高中田径校队的教练谈到了自己的一个叫 Dave 的队员。
Dave is one of the hottest track and field athletes in the nation. He's already being talked about for the U.S. Olympic team and is picking up endorsements from several sponsors. His good looks and winning personality only add to his potential for a successful future. As far as I can see, the sky is the limit.
这位教练说，
Dave 是全国最有前途的田径运动员之一，已经有人开始说他可能会进入美国奥林匹克代表队了，而且他已经签了几家赞助商。他英俊的外表和积极向上的性格也会为他日后的成功加分，要让我说他前程无量。
嘿，没准儿我可以把这个田径选手找来参加我们的访谈节目呢。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Dave is one of the hottest track and field athletes in the nation. He's already being talked about for the U.S. Olympic team and is picking up endorsements from several sponsors. His good looks and winning personality only add to his potential for a successful future. As far as I can see, the sky is the limit.
要想提高英语听说能力，一定要坚持收听我们的英语教学节目。能提高到什么程度呢？要我说啊， The sky is the limit. 这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
我也来造个句。How much can Mike eat? The sky's the limit.
Well, at least I work out and offset those calories that I take in.
I still remember the time when we had that huge snowstorm and everyone was trapped in the office. We were all amazed by your eating ability.
Well, that's what you do when bad weather strikes. Actually, in today's business etiquette, we will talk about how to prepare for serious weather conditions.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语。
公司老板 Tom 打电话给秘书 Susan。
Hey Susan, how are things at the office?
Oh, hi boss. Things are fine, but aren't you supposed to be on a plane right now? I booked you on a 9:30 flight out of Hong Kong.
I should be watching the in-flight movie by now, but all flights are grounded.
Grounded? Oh, is it due to that hurricane?
接到老板的电话 ,Susan 感到很意外,因为
She booked him on a 9:30 flight out of Hong Kong.
他本应该坐九点半的飞机离开香港。Book 在这里是动词,指订机票。原来是 Tom 的飞机停飞了。
Grounded. G-R-O-U-N-D-E-D. Grounded.
是停飞的意思。Susan 问是不是因为飓风。
Well, in Asia they call them typhoons, but yep.That's the reason. Typhoon Marakot has shut down air traffic across the region.
Wow, that sounds like a nasty storm. Is it howling outside right now?
It's actually not too bad. There is some rain and wind, but we might be in the eye of the storm right now.
So, what's the plan? When can you get a flight out?
Tom 的班机的确是因为天气的原因停飞了。Tom 说亚洲习惯叫
Typhoon. T-Y-P-H-O-O-N. Typhoon.
台风，这场台风让整个地区的空运都陷入了停顿。
Shut down
是关闭的意思。Tom 说，他们现在可能
in the eye of the storm
正处于风暴中心。那飞机什么时候能起飞呢
？The airline says they are cautiously optimistic that we will be able to take off in a couple of more hours.For now, they're asking everyone just to stand by and wait for the weather to lift.
That sounds frustrating.
Yeah, it is. I've been here for 4 hours now, and I'm getting a bit frazzled.
航空公司估计几小时之后可以起飞。
Take off.
是飞机起飞的意思。上面那句话里还用到了
Cautiously optimistic.
指谨慎的乐观。Tom 说航空公司要大家
Stand by
就待在那里随时等通知他已经等了好几个小时
I am getting a bit frazzled Frazzled is spelled F-R-A-Z-Z-L-E-D. Frazzled.
Frazzled 是心力交瘁的意思。
Is there anything I can do for you from here?
Actually, come to think of it, can you call Mr. Tang in Singapore and tell him I might not make it to the conference in Berlin tomorrow?
Sure.
Tom 让 Susan 给新加坡的唐先生打电话，通知他自己可能赶不上第二天在柏林的会议了。
To make it.
在这里是做到某事的意思。Tom 还要在机场等多长时间呢？我们下次继续听。
老板 Tom 遇上了台风，他们可能 in the eye of the storm， 处于风暴中心，所有的空运呢都 shut down， 处于停滞状态。航空公司 cautiously optimistic， 谨慎乐观，所以呢大家只能 stand by， 随时等通知。
That's frustrating. One time I waited a whole day for a flight. It was easily one of the most miserable days in my life. Trapped in the airport with all those other angry passengers? Not to mention the airport food. Oh.
True, but under those circumstances, it's better to be safe than sorry. Let's keep listening to Tom and Susan and see how they're gonna deal with the situation.
礼节美语。
老板 Tom 的班机因为台风来袭而停飞，从机场打电话给秘书 Susan 布置工作。
And if you don't mind, call our factory in China and see if things are okay there. I'm worried about flooding.
Sure thing, boss.
I'll tell you what, I'll call back in an hour or so and we'll touch base again. Good?
Absolutely. Good luck and stay safe.
Thanks, Susan.
Tom 让 Susan 打电话给公司设在中国的工厂，看看那里有没有发水，还说自己一小时过后再打电话给 Susan.
We'll touch base again.
相互通报一下情况。
To touch base.
意思是碰头、联络、交换一下最新情况。Susan 说
Sure thing.
意思是没问题。
Oh, hello, Susan. I thought we said we'd wait an hour.
I just got off the line with the factory, and it's flooding pretty bad down there. They said the water has almost reached half a meter.
Darn it. I thought we'd solve the flooding problem.Tell them to get the precision machinery off the ground floor and see if they can't use sandbags to stop any more water coming in.
结果没到一个小时， Susan 就心急火燎地打电话给老板 Tom。原来是 Susan 刚刚
got off the line with the factory.
跟公司联系，刚刚挂上电话。
Get off the line.
是挂电话的意思。Tom 担心的一点没错，工厂果然在发水，已经快半米高了。Tom 让他们赶紧把
precision machinery
精密仪器搬到楼上去，然后用
sandbags
沙袋想办法把水堵在外面。
Okay, there are a couple of people from the head office there. I'll ask them to take charge and try to limit the damage as much as possible.
The last time it flooded, we lost one of our production lines for almost 3 weeks. We cannot afford that again. Tell them to spare no effort to keep the water out of the production area.
Will do. What about your flight? Any word?
Not yet. Oh, wait a second. They are announcing something about my flight. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Susan 说总部
Head office
有几个人正好在工厂那边，可以让他们负责
To take charge
尽量减少损失。 Tom 说上次发水公司就有一条生产线停工将近三个星期。
We can't afford that again.
我们再也承受不起这样的损失了，所以
Tell them to spare no effort.
告诉他们想尽一切办法，坚决不能让水进到车间里去。 Susan 最后问 Tom 的班机有没有消息。
Any word?
Any word 相当于
Is there any word on your flight?
Word 在这里是消息的意思。 Tom 说他们好像正在宣布什么，所以就先挂了电话。 Tom 的工厂会受到严重损失吗？我们下次继续听。
台风来临，公司的工厂被大水淹了。经理 Tom 说，赶快把 Precision Machinery 精密仪器搬到楼上，再用 Sandbags 沙袋把水堵在外面。一定要告诉工厂 Spare no effort， 想尽一切办法，坚决不能让水进到车间。
The flood created by the typhoon would be truly terrifying. Right now, Colorado is suffering from a flood, and experts say it's going to take at least 20 years to rebuild what's been destroyed.
That's unfortunate. I hope they can be optimistic and deal with this disaster with the right attitude. Let's keep listening and see if Tom can finally get out of the airport.
礼节美语。
公司老板 Tom 的班机因为台风来袭而停飞，他从机场打电话给秘书 Susan， 了解公司在中国的工厂有没有受到台风的破坏。
Susan?
Yes?
It's bad news. All flights for the rest of the day have been canceled and we're stuck here for the night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The airline is going to put us up at a hotel near the airport and they say hopefully we'll be able to depart first thing tomorrow.
Tom 开门见山说有坏消息，因为当天所有航班都被取消了。
We're stuck here for the night.
今天晚上算是困在这儿了。航空公司安排乘客在附近一家旅馆过夜，这里所用的
put someone up
有安排某人住宿的意思。Tom 还说航空公司希望第二天一大早
first thing tomorrow
航班能够恢复。
Well, I know it's a hassle, but better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to flying through a typhoon anyway. Any news on the flooding at the factory?
Yes, actually, and it's good news. The water has mostly receded and the production area was not affected. Looks like we dodged a bullet.
We sure did, and that is great news. Now, maybe I'll get a good night's rest.
Susan 劝老板说，虽然要在旅馆过夜很麻烦。
It's a hassle.Hassle is spelled H-A-S-S-L-E, hassle.
Hassle 指讨厌、麻烦的事情，但是
Better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry 是英语里很常用的一句话，意思是多加小心，总比出了事情以后再后悔要强。Susan 还高兴地告诉老板说，公司设在中国的工厂因为台风引起的洪水已经基本消退。
We dodged a bullet.To dodge a bullet.
意思是躲过了一劫。Tom 听了很高兴，说这下子我晚上可以睡个好觉了。
Oh, and Mr. Tang says to tell you that he can't get a flight out of Singapore either, so he'll probably miss the conference as well.
Well, it looks like we're all in the same boat. There's nothing we can do but be patient and wait it out.
Well, try to get some sleep.And call me first thing when you have a new itinerary.
Will do. Thanks for your help, Susan.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Susan 还告诉老板 Tom, 新加坡的合作伙伴唐先生也被台风困住了。Tom 说，看起来
We're all in the same boat.
说跟别人
In the same boat.
意思是境况都一样。看起来没有其他办法，只好
Be patient and wait it out.
耐心地等待台风过去。 Susan 让老板晚上好好休息，明天早上有了新的日程表就马上通知他。这里所说的
Itinerary is spelled I-T-I-N-E-R-A-R-Y Itinerary
指的是日程和活动安排。
Susan 高兴地告诉老板，工厂附近的水退了。Seems like we dodged a bullet, 躲过一劫。Tom 听到这个消息很高兴。Susan 说 ,Call me first thing in the morning when you have a new itinerary. 有新的日程表就告诉他。
Yep, better safe than sorry. And everything turned out okay. Sometimes serious weather can be good. It can mean a free vacation.
没错。好了，台风就到这里吧。现在咱们来进入今天的最后一个单元。
Let's listen to another words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第870讲我是杨晨
我是 Doug Johnson
月份一到中下旬，华盛顿到处都洋溢着节日的气氛，张灯结彩迎接圣诞新年。最近我也开始进入假日状态，购物、吃饭、看演出，这可都是因为前两个星期我加班加点把大部分工作都做完了，才能有这份清闲。否则的话，下面这个习惯用语就要派上用场了。
Snowed under. Snowed is spelled S-N-O-W-E-D and under U-N-D-E-R. Snowed under.
Snow 是雪， Snowed under 是被雪压在下面，不言而喻就是忙得不可开交的意思。刚才说到，如果把工作全部都拖到年底过节前夕的话，就不会有充裕的时间享受节日闲暇，而是会因为积压的工作而被 snowed under。 让我们一起听听下面这个人节日的苦恼。
Last year, I received so many Christmas cards that I decided I needed to send some this year. While I've managed to put a lot in the mail already, I've still got a huge stack that I haven't started.I'm just snowed under, and I don't know when or if I'll get them all written.
这个人说，
去年我收到了很多圣诞贺卡，所以决定今年一定也得多寄点。到现在为止，虽然我已经寄出去了不少，可还是有一大摞放在那儿没有动手，简直忙得焦头烂额，真不知道我什么时候，甚至是不是真能把这些贺卡全都写完。
对我来说，最头痛的不是写贺卡，而是给亲戚朋友买礼物。每年因为这个我都要列个清单，而且这个名单每年都在逐渐的加长。
You're just snowed under.
没错，如果家人也能像在办公室一样按照 Secret Santa 的做法来抽签，抽到谁就只给这个人买礼物的话，那该多好。让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Last year, I received so many Christmas cards that I decided I needed to send some this year. While I've managed to put a lot in the mail already, I've still got a huge stack that I haven't started. I'm just snowed under, and I don't know when or if I'll get them all written.
在下面这个例子里，一对恋人收到朋友的邀请去滑雪圣地过圣诞，真正的 White Christmas， 可是时间安排上似乎存在问题。
Our friends in Colorado have invited us to join them for the holidays. What could be better than a ski vacation over Christmas? I know I can get a few days off, but my girlfriend is snowed under with appointments. Unless she can reschedule some of her clients,I can't see how we can leave town.
这个人说，
我们住在科罗拉多的朋友请我们去他们那儿过节，过圣诞，还有比去滑雪圣地更棒的吗？我倒是能请几天假，没问题。可我女朋友每天工作都排得满满的，忙得不可开交，除非她能跟一些客户改期，否则我们一定没办法去外地度假。
这倒让我想起去年我家邻居詹姆斯夫人想在小区里办个圣诞晚会，但是她又担心会有很多人反对。
She was worried that she'd be snowed under by naysayers.
结果不仅没有人反对，反而取得了巨大成功，今年还要举行第二届呢。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Our friends in Colorado have invited us to join them for the holidays.What could be better than a ski vacation over Christmas? I know I can get a few days off, but my girlfriend is snowed under with appointments. Unless she can reschedule some of her clients, I can't see how we can leave town.
好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了，谢谢各位收听。
Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I bet you feel snow under with all these wedding plans, don't you mind?
Huh?